You know, learning English makes swimming class less confusing.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
You stand outside the pool, watching kids laugh and run past. The bright blue pool looks big and a little scary. You really want to swim. But what if you don't understand the instructor? You worry that your English isn't strong enough to follow every word. I'm Josipa and my English isn't perfect, but that's okay. I'm learning all the time. I can do this, you tell yourself. Before your first swimming lesson, you've practiced some key words and phrases to help you feel ready and confident enough to join in. Your heart beats faster, but excitement wins over fear. Today, you step closer to the water. Today, you know how to listen and how to speak during a swimming lesson. Now, close your eyes and imagine yourself in the water. Alan is the instructor, teaching Claire how to swim.
Let's start in the shallow end. Try to do a back float.
I'll try, but I'm a bit scared. Okay, I think I'm floating.
Fantastic. Okay, now let's jump in the deep end.
Well, done. I'm tired already.
See? Keep with it. Eventually you'll be swimming freestyle. Now just tread water to rest.
Claire worked hard to keep her head above water in her swimming today. You can also say someone is keeping their head above water when they're managing, even if it's tough. Actually, there's even a podcast with the same name, Head Above Water, where comedians and good mates, Sashi and Surin, dive into what Australians love about water. One of them loves swimming. The other doesn't even like getting wet. I'll share a preview with you later in the episode. Now, let's go through Alan and Claire's dialogue together so you can keep your head above water while learning new phrases. Alan first said,
"Let's start in the shallow end. Try to do a back float."
Let's start in the shallow end. The shallow end is the part of the pool where the water is not very deep. If you don't know how to swim, that's exactly where you want to be. Alan also asked Claire,
"Try to do a back float."
Here, Alan is asking Claire to lie on her back in the water and float without sinking. A back float is when you lie on your back in the water. Your face stays above the water. Your body is relaxed. Your arms and legs are spread out a little so you can stay on the surface. That's what we call a back float. You can also do a front float. That is the opposite of a back float. You lie on your stomach in the water. You stretch your arms forward and keep your face in the water while you float. When I do a front float, I hold my breath or blow bubbles to stay relaxed. Claire then said,
"I'll try, but I'm a bit scared. Okay, I think I'm floating."
We already heard that floating means staying on the surface of the water without sinking. For example, you can say,
"I'm floating on my back."
Here, floating is a verb. The word float can also be used as a verb.
I can float without moving my arms or legs.
But when we say a float, it's a noun. For example,
I did a float for a few seconds.
Next, Alan said,
"Fantastic. Okay, now let's jump in the deep end."
The deep end is the part of the pool where you usually can't touch the bottom. It's best for people who can swim well. Beginners often start in the shallow end to practice floating, kicking, and swimming before moving to the deep end. At the end of the dialogue, Alan said,
"See? Keep with it. Eventually you'll be swimming freestyle. Now just tread water to rest."
Swimming freestyle? Freestyle is a swimming style, or we can say stroke. Actually, the word stroke also means one complete movement of your arms while you are swimming. We can also use it to talk about different ways of moving in the water or different styles of swimming, like freestyle. So freestyle is a swimming style or stroke where you lie on your stomach and move your arms forward one after the other while you kick your legs. It's the fastest stroke or swimming style. If that sounds like your style, you could say,
"I mainly swim freestyle."
There are many different strokes of swimming. Perhaps you have seen them when watching the Olympics. Have you heard of the backstroke?
I usually swim backstroke.
Or the breaststroke?
I want to practice breaststroke.
There's also the butterfly stroke.
I try butterfly sometimes, but it's really challenging.
At the end of our dialogue, Alan also said,
"Now just tread water to rest."
To tread water means to stay in one place in the water without sinking. You move your arms in small circles and kick your legs gently to keep floating. When I feel tired in the water, I tread water and take a break. Now that you have learned some key phrases and vocabulary, let's listen to Alan and Claire's dialogue one more time. After that, we can test the waters ourselves. By the way, to test the waters means to slowly and carefully try out something new before fully committing. Just like when we think the water in the pool might be very cold, so we test it out with one foot before jumping in. But you can use this expression to test the waters in many different situations. For example, before starting a new hobby, I like to test the waters by watching tutorials online. Maybe your new hobby could be listening to our bonus episodes, designed so you can practice speaking by repeating after Alan and Claire. Not sure yet? Why don't you test the waters first? I'll give you a chance to practice soon. But first, let's hear the dialogue.
Let's start in the shallow end. Try to do a back float.
I'll try, but I'm a bit scared. Okay, I think I'm floating.
Fantastic. Okay, now let's jump in the deep end.
Well, done. I'm tired already.
See? Keep with it. Eventually you'll be swimming freestyle. Now just tread water to rest.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to keep your head above the water?
To keep your head above water means to manage things, even when it's tough.
What does it mean to test the waters?
To test the waters means to try something new carefully before fully committing.
Now it's your time to speak. Just repeat after Alan and Claire.
Let's start in the shallow end.
I did a float for a few seconds.
I mainly swim freestyle.
I usually swim backstroke.
Before I go, I'd like you to check out a podcast called Head Above Water. It answered a lot of my questions about Australian waters, whether it's lakes, rock fishing, or even dealing with the fear of swimming.
We lost 323 people to drowning incidents in Australia, and a big percentage of those people who lost their lives were from multicultural backgrounds.
Australia is surrounded by water.
Wherever you look in this country, there's a new place to explore. There's so much coastline. There's rivers and waterfalls. It can be exhilarating, breathtaking.
Or sometimes, to be honest, a little bit scary.
What do you find scary, Siren?
Well, the most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue wearing cargo pants. What about you, Sashi?
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming. Always makes me panic.
Some of the things Aussies take for granted about water culture have made us laugh and scratch our heads.
I could not get over the shark siren on Cottesloe Beach.
Yeah, or those tiny little bathers. What do they call them? Budgie smugglers?
I'm Sashi Pereira, a second-generation Sri Lankan-Australian comedian, writer and recovering lawyer.
And I'm Siren Jayamana. I'm also Sri Lankan-Australian and I have never learnt to swim. Like, I'm a grown man. I'm 38 years old. I've got a bank account and a job. I know how to change a tyre, but I don't know how to swim.
Don't worry, Siren. I'm going to help you and other new Australians to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water. You can find the Head Above Water series as part of the Australia Explained podcast from SBS Audio.
If you want to keep learning and practicing, check out more tips and resources on our website and socials, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English and you'll find videos, exercises and bonus content made just for you. I'm Josipa, and thanks for diving into English with me today. Keep swimming through new words and phrases, and I'll see you next time.